my aunt, standing on the hall step of her country house.
To give me welcome.
She stood straight and calm.
Her somewhat narrow forehead braided tight as if for taming accidental thoughts from possible pulses.
Brown hair pricked with gray by frigid use of life.
A nose sharply drawn.
Yet in delicate lines.
A close, mild mouth. A little soured at the ends through speaking unrequited loves or perhaps niggardly half-truths.
Eyes of no color. Once they might have smiled.
But never, ever lost themselves in smiling.
She lived a harmless life.
She called a virtuous life.
A quiet life.
Which was no life at all, but rather a caged bird sort of life. Born in a cage, accounting that to leap from perch to perch was act and joy enough for any bird.
I, alas, was a wild bird brought to her cage.
She was there to meet me, very kind.
Bring the clean water.
Give out the fresh seed.
She stood upon her steps to welcome me.
Calm, in black garb.
I clung around her neck.
In my ears, my father's words.
Love. Love, my child. Love.
She was a sister. I clung to her.
For a moment she seemed moved.
Then she kissed me with cold lips, wrung loose my hands, and held me at arm's length. Then with two gray, naked-bladed eyes,
searched through my face, stabbed it through and through as if to find a wicked murderer in my innocence.
Then drawing breath, she told me not to lie or swear.
She who loved my father would love me.
As long as I deserved it.
Very kind.
From that day, she did her duty for me, well pressed out, but measured always.
And I?
I was a good child, on the whole.
Why not? I did not live to have the faults of life.
I learned the catechism, the creeds, and various popular inhuman doctrines.
My aunt liked instructed piety.
I read a score of books on womanhood that prove if women do not think at all, they may teach thinking.
Books that demonstrate women's right of comprehending men's talk.
Husband's talk.
When not too deep.
Books that delineate women's right of rapid insight. As long as they keep quiet by the fire and never say no when the rest of the world is saying yes.
That is fatal.
Books that demonstrate women's potential faculty for abdicating power in absolutely everything.
My aunt liked a woman to be womanly.
And I?
I had relations with the unseen, derived elemental nutriment and heat from nature.
As the earth feels the sun at night, as a babe sucks surely in the dark.
God, I thank thee for that grace of thine.
At first I felt no life in me which was not patience. The child thrives ill in England, she will die. Some said.
My cousin Romney was angry with me.
You're wicked now? You want to die and leave the world at dusk for others with your naughty light blown out?
He slammed the door. He left so suddenly he shut his dog in with me.
Ah, Romney. Romney Lee.
My cousin, elder by a few years, cold and shy and absent. Tender when he thought of it, which was scarcely often.
Always Romney was looking for the worms, I for the gods.
A godlike nature his. Gods look down and curious of themselves.
And certainly I must remember that in those days I was a worm, and he had time to look on me.
A little by his looking, perhaps, but more by something in me, not my will.
I did not die. But gradually awoke and rose up.
Where was I? In the world.
For uses, therefore, I must count worthwhile.